All right, so yesterday, you know, we talked about the big basketball tournament that's coming up, guys, and I'm really kind of, I know it's not me, but I am kind of excited about the games, too, now. Because,
really?
Yeah, well, Nesto and I are.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No, Nesto.
We're at, yeah,
what
really,
is this, N-I?
It's really him. It's really him, but I have a part, too, because we're going to have a game party this weekend, and I just love, this is my part, I love being a good hostess, and of course,
yes,
that starts,
do.
Yes, I do, and that starts with a clean house when the guests arrive. So my house will be lemon fresh pine saw clean.
There
okay?
ain't going to be no food set out over.
I'm going to get it catered. I do get a kick out of cleaning all my services, like the floors, the sinks, the countertops, all of that with Pine Sol. Pine Sol is the number one lemon-scented dilutable cleaner. I love that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Spring cleaning is in full effect around my house. Pine Sol, clean your way. And that's my way.
Okay. All right, sure.
Yeah. All right, Junior. Yeah.
Clean house.
Clean it your way then.
My way, right? All right, Junior, let's go. Talk some sports.
Well, Unc, we coming up on the playoffs. You know, playoffs is about to start next.
For the NBA?
The NBA playoffs is about to jump
off.
We talked about LeBron
yesterday.
Don't
look like Cats Lakers going to be in it.
Yeah, don't look like the Lakers going to be doing
that.
Don't look like
it. What do you think they saying about LeBron, man? They talk about LeBron and his leadership skills. And
it's unquestionable. They can stop that. He's a great teammate. LeBron comes to town to make everybody better. It's just what happened to the Lakers this year, I think, was when they were just starting to get a feel for one another, LeBron went down, and Ball is out. So it's not his leadership skills. He been to the finals 6 to 7, 8 times in a row?
Yeah.
Somebody doing something right.
Somebody.
And you can say what you want to say, but he been in the finals.
Yeah,
so I don't think his leadership should be questioned at all. At all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Celtics in the East. What you think about the Celtics?
I think the Celtics could come out of the East. I think the Raptors are very strong.
Philly.
And I love Philly, man.
I love Philly, man.
I love Philly, man. I just love Philly.
I love watching Joel Embiid just be 7 foot, play like he's 6'3".
More. And be shooting threes like that.
No, he just had to shoot three. He going behind the back, between his legs.
Yeah, but y'all, please don't sleep on Milwaukee. Because they got a basketball team, man. I think Milwaukee and the Celtics is going to shock a few people.
You think?
That's what I think, man.
In the West,
Yeah, I think Philly can take Milwaukee. Even with the Greek, I think they can take him.
Well, what about in the West, Golden State and Houston, any chance?
Golden State, yeah, Houston has a real chance, man. Houston has a real chance. Utah, I think they one player away. I think Utah's one player away. But Golden State, I think they'll go back to the finals, man.
Oh, man. It's just their team, ain't it? It's DeMarcus Cousins coming off the bench. KD, and then, you know, the boy.
Then the light-skinned boys.
I ain't even got to them.
Come on.
Dog, they got a team, though.
That's why I just,
Like how they passed the light-skinned. Don't say nothing about them. They the one hitting the jumper.
Then Draymond Green, they go from light-skinned to dark real fast.
Yeah. It don't fade.
They ain't playing. Like, you be looking at your TV, it be real light. Then all of a sudden, it's just dark. Be real dark. Like, you can see everybody, then you can't see nothing.
You know what? Really?
No, because they do it, because they got Draymond. Come on, that's how I act like KD ain't dark, too, now. Now, Draymond a little darker, but KD, but you go from light skin to dark. They 2-2.
Yeah.
They real like that. Houston, I just think we a couple of players, man.
You think so?
Yeah, man. I just think dog, you cannot just shoot threes in the playoffs. They're not going to give you that.
But let me say this. If that young man is healthy, Chris Paul. If Chris Paul is healthy and don't get hurt, you got a ball game.
Houston is a problem, man. Houston is a major problem. I think they'd have beat Golden State last year with CP3 healthy.
Yeah.
It's a game seven, but they could have got it.
Yeah.
But I think now, man, it's just that I think we just one play away, man. I don't know what it is. We just like one solid
Who
forward.
You think it is, Junior?
If we had LeBron.
What?
Yeah, we would be in there.
He's with the Lakers.
So, Shirley. Ooh, what you doing over here?
This ain't what she do.
Oh, my God.
No, Shirley, stay out the trash talking.
She just saying. We want LeBron, too.
What you're trying to say is too late. That's what you're trying to say.
Golly.
In the words of NeNe, I said what I said.
Don't nobody give a blink about your poll.
Anything about the big tournament? Right. You want to talk about the big tournament?
Let me tell you who to look for. University of Houston. They balling.
They're a three seed too, ain't they?
They balling. Watch them. Watch them be in the Sweet 16. They're going to make it that far at least.
Do you know who all your number ones is, huh?
Duke, North Carolina. I think Murray State is going to be the Cinderella team with that boy in it.
I like Murray State. That boy can play, can't he?
That boy.
Ah, the guard. Yeah. Ah, he's nasty. This boy ain't nothing but like 6'2". But he played like he's 7 foot.
What if, hold on, nothing but 6'2".
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, that's all it is.
What you getting offended for? It's 6'7" nothing people on the court.
6'2"
is
tall.
You getting mad because I said 6'2".
What you, nothing but 6'2". You said nothing but, though. 6'2" is tall.
Top to you.
Yeah.
To everybody.
No.
To everybody.
They got a 6'9" guy little on the man. Court. What about the 6'9" dude? Then he must be scary.
Oh, I wouldn't go around him. I wouldn't go
Yeah, you was over there with that 6'9", dude. It's like lightning.
What do you mean, Steve?
You know, Tommy's scared of lightning.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. He is. Well,
any prediction for the tournament?
I haven't really looked at the bracket, to be honest. I like North Carolina, though, man.
Maybe they need LeBron.
I do.
Shirley, be quiet.
I can't believe you, Shirley.
Be quiet. Don't say nothing.
Shirley, where is you even?
Don't get mad.
You know, when we do sports, go to the bathroom or something. Go,
oh, that's
go to the fridge.
Oh, she just threw that right on in there. Maybe they need LeBron.
But when Junior said it, it was all good.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Huh. All right, we'll be back with more. All right. Okay.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
I guess Duke gonna need LeBron too, huh, Shirley? Yeah. And everybody else.
Hey, that big boy in Duke, man. That center, that's a bad boy.
Zion.
Whoa, look at him.
Yeah.
How do you know him, Shirley? What was you doing?
Because that's the one that broke his shoe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he slid. Oh, that shoe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did. Sit right about it. Mm-hmm. Ah.
All right, we'll be back with more. That was fascinating, guys. Thank you. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
No, it wasn't.